This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated at his home early Wednesday morning by a group of armed individuals, according to an announcement from interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph. Joseph says he's now in charge of the country. Moïse's injured wife is also in the hospital, according to Joseph, who urged the public to remain calm and insisted the police and army would ensure the population's safety. Joseph said, quote, the president was assassinated at his home by foreigners who spoke English and Spanish. Moïse had been ruling Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas, by decree after legislative elections due in 2018 were delayed in the wake of disputes, including on when his own term ends. The president faced steep opposition from swaths of the population that deemed his mandate illegitimate. Again, an interim prime minister of Haiti, Claude Joseph, says President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated at his home early Wednesday morning by a group of armed individuals. Pope Francis's recovery from intestinal surgery continues to be, quote, regular and satisfactory, the Vatican said Wednesday, as it revealed final examination showed he'd suffered a, quote, severe narrowing of his colon. The Vatican spokesman says the 84-year-old Pope was continuing to eat regularly following his Sunday surgery to remove the left side of his colon. He had 3 hours of surgery Sunday for what the Vatican said was a narrowing of the large intestine. He's expected to stay in a Roman hospital, which has a special suite reserved for popes through the week, assuming he has no complications. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Indonesia expanded nationwide restrictions Wednesday as it reported a record number of coronavirus deaths, while Japan scrapped the Olympic torch relay on Tokyo's roads over infection fears. Many wealthy nations are lifting curbs because of successful vaccination drives, but the World Health Organization chief warns the pandemic remains in a, quote, very dangerous phase. The need for caution has been illustrated in recent weeks by outbreaks across the Asia-Pacific region, forcing the reimposition of restrictions as governments try to contain the spread and find ways to accelerate vaccination programs. Indonesia has become a hot spot. Hospitals are turning away patients. Authorities are forced to import oxygen supplies and recorded more than 1,000 deaths on Wednesday. The government expanded restrictions across the islands following early clampdowns on the capital, Jakarta, and some other areas. The new restrictions apply to dozens of cities and extend across the vast nation of nearly 270 million people, which has been hammered by the highly infectious Delta variant that was first detected in India. Delta-fueled outbreaks have also led to restrictions in Australia, including the biggest city, Sydney, where lockdown orders on more than 5 million residents were on Wednesday extended by at least another week. Australia has largely kept its outbreaks in check since the pandemic began, but the government is under increasing pressure over the slow rollout of vaccines. The Tokyo Olympics, already delayed by a year, also remain plagued by coronavirus fears. Authorities and organizers are trying to find ways to safely host one of the biggest sports events in the world just over 2 weeks before it begins. Officials announced Wednesday the Olympic torch relay had been scrapped on Tokyo's roads to prevent crowds. And with infections on the rise, the government is expected to extend restrictions again this week that will likely affect the number of fans who can attend Olympic events. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, resumed its journey to leave the Suez Canal on Wednesday, 106 days after becoming wedged across a southern section of the waterway for nearly a week and disrupting global trade. Canal sources said the Ever Given would be escorted by two tugboats and guided by two experienced pilots as it makes its way through the canal, one of the world's busiest waterways, toward the Mediterranean. A ceremony was held at the canal to mark the departure of the vessel, which is loaded with more than 18,000 containers. It became grounded in the southernmost single-lane stretch of the canal on March 23rd amid high winds and held by the Suez Canal Authority under court order as it sought compensation from the ship's Japanese owner. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.